Jesus.
Let us all stand.
To be like Jesus, on earth I long to be like Him. All through life's journey, from
desire of our heart, Lord Jesus, is to be like You. He is the everlasting, making intercession, and He's got us safely tucked in. Thank You, Lord Jesus. Tucked in by what? By His Holy Spirit. Praise the name of the Lord. He's proven to us that we're truly in Canaan's land. And He tells us, don't be scared of nothing. Thank You, Lord Jesus, for adopting us and positionally placing us into Your great bride. Thank You for the message of the hour. This is the hour. This is the time. We are the people. As Joshua screamed, we're more than able. Amen. Look to that promise and stay with the Word. Amen. Truly, that's what we desire, Lord, to stay with that Word, Lord. Thank You, Lord, for this message tonight. Thank You for a group of people that love this message from the depths of their heart, Lord. Thank You for letting us know that our names were written on that Lamb's Book of Life before the foundation of the world. And Lord, truly, we want to live holy, holy, holy before You, Lord. May we continue to look at that bloody sacrifice, Your child that become flesh, become man. Amen. That died on the cross. He died as a man, taking my sins, all of our sins, Lord. You become us, Lord, that we could become You, Lord. We thank You, Lord. Father, it is more of a reality tonight than ever to know that, Lord, we are Your predestinated seed. That You are adopting us and placing us positionally into Your bride. That we all have something to do, Lord. Let that Word live through us, Lord. Let us become more like You, Lord. Be with us tonight, Lord Jesus. As we come to that showdown, Lord, that great communion, Lord. And Father, as we take it, Lord, may our minds go back to Calvary, Lord Jesus. To that day that you become man and you died upon the cross, Lord. And Father, when we talked and said that, that Holy Spirit left him, Lord. When he was in the garden, Lord. You had to go, Lord, to that cross, Lord, as a man and die for my sins. But by your stripes, Lord, we are healed. And that broken body, Lord Jesus. And you've called us and you've placed us, Lord. We love you, Lord. Come and be with us, Lord Jesus, as we take part of this communion supper. In your precious name, Lord Jesus.
Oh, Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, and with thanksgiving, I'll be
hands and just sing it to him from the depths of our heart if you really mean it tonight.
Lord, prepare.
Prepare us, Lord Jesus,
to be a sanctuary.
Yes, Lord.
Pure and holy. Try.
Hum it softly to him. Turn the service over back to our pastor, Brother Branham.
Now, I'm going to read some of the word now found in 1 Corinthians 11th chapter, 23rd verse. For I have received of the Lord that which I also delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night which he was betrayed, took bread, And when he gave thanks, he broke it and said, take and eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. And at the same manner, he took also, he took the cup, and when he had supped, saying, this is the cup of the New Testament in my blood. This do you as oft as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as oft as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do shew forth the Lord's death till he comes. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord, unworthily shall be guilty of the blood, the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man so examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are sick and weakly among you, many sleep. For if we should judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, tarry one with another. Tarry one for another. Now, may I say this? Jesus gave us this commandment before he went to his death. Knowing that he was going there, the disciples still wondering what he was talking about when they wrote this down. But he said, this cup is the New Testament of my blood. This do as oft as you eat it and drink it, you shew forth my death until I come. Amen. Oh, those precious words. The disciples no doubt wondered, what does he mean? Show forth his death. How can we do this? It was all a mystery to them, but not to him. He was God. Yes. He knew what he must do. Show forth. So he said, when you come together to eat, now he that eats and drinks unworthily comes up here and professes to be a Christian, taking the body of the Lord, and then goes out and lives with the world and denies Christ and his power and things like that, you do a great dishonor to God. You do dishonor to Christ, so don't you take it. But if you're trying with all that's in you to live right and to show forth that you are a Christian, that you love Jesus Christ, then it's your duty to do it. And now over in, I believe it's St. John, the 6th chapter, Jesus said, he whosoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. Not out of promise. Isn't that a glorious thing? I will raise him up. Did you ever think what you're here for? What are you going to school for, children? What are you working for, Dad? What makes you get up mother morning, get the kiddies to school, wash your face and make up the beds and cook and do it all, come in, wore out that night, and next day start the same thing? What do you do it for? What are you laboring, slave, Dad, and everything, coming at night and weary, and one of the kids gets sick and you walk the floor and cry and pray and struggle, and they get well and then back and do it again, and every Sunday wash your faces and get them down to church? And well, what's it all about? What you here for? Is that all there is to it? My, that'd be miserable. And knowing you got to go anyhow, see, what's it all about? Oh, brother, it's an examination time. It's an opportunity time.
Hallelujah.
It's the opportunity to accept this. Nice. Tell me something to take its place.
Oh, wow.
Tell me something better than that. Produce anything in the world. Be the king of the earth. Rule the universe. Be a Khrushchev or a Kennedy or whatever you wish to be. You'll die just the same. Right. You don't know what time it'll come. Any minute. But here, when death does strike, you got eternal life and can't die. With a guarantee by the God of all creation, who's possessor of heavens and earth, I'll raise him up again at the last day.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Help thou my unbelief, O God. Fill my soul. O God, cleanse me, fill me, charge me, send me out. Let me not die. Let me live to tell the story. Let me go to every crack and corner of the earth and preach the word and sow the seed.
Amen.
Yes, sir, that there may be a harvest in the last day of the true, unadulterated word with believers in Christ.
Praise God.
Is your sins under the blood by faith tonight in Christ Jesus? We shall now take the communion. Not the communion. You commune as you eat with one another. Just commune with God. The communion is not the bread, not the wine. The communion is talking back and forth with God. This is a symbol that we take, that we believe in his death, broken body, his burial, and resurrection. We believe in the presence of the Holy Spirit, and we believe that he has given us eternal life And we cannot die. We have passed from death unto life. And someday when we separate from one another here, we'll rise again in the resurrection with each other, joined together with Christ Jesus as a body. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Upon these bases and the confession of my sins and my faith in the Son of God, I take myself in the church before these articles that God left for us to do to show forth his death until he comes.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Jesus said, "This is my body, which is broken for you. Eat. Do this in remembrance of me." Our Heavenly Father, after we have confessed our sins, hearing your word, after we have confessed that we are unworthy, and we're trusting only in the merits of the Son of God, we're unworthy creatures. Forgive us, Lord, of all that we have did. And now by faith we come to the table of the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
And now as this bread is presented to represent the body of our Lord, I pray, Father, that you'll sanctify it to its intended purpose. And may every person that partakes of this have eternal life in their soul. And may that every person takes it have healing in their body and live the appointed time that you've given them. And may they serve you all the days of their life and be raised up in the last day in the resurrection to be gathered together with the tribes of the earth that are redeemed by the blood of Christ. Amen. Grant it, Lord. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. The Bible said, also he took the cup, and when he'd supped, saying, "This is the cup of the New Testament. As often as you drink this, you show forth the Lord's death till he comes." Heavenly Father, we hold to you the fruit of the vine tonight, this wine. And we pray, Heavenly Father, that you'll sanctify this wine. It represents the blood that was shed for us at Calvary. Through this blood, we have remission of our sins by faith in the finished work of Jesus Christ. Forgive us of all of our unbelief, Lord. And give us faith and understanding. And make us your servants, Lord, that we can serve you all our days. Be with us, Father, as we join together around this table. And bless us in this fine fellowship and communion with you. And may you speak to our hearts and point to us our work that we should do. Grant it, Lord, sanctify this wine for its intended purpose. In Jesus Christ's name we ask it. Amen.
That remains will be burnt before the dawn of a new day.
Supper being ended, the devil now hath put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him. Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, that he was come from God, and he went to God. He rises from the supper and laid aside his garment, took a towel, and girded himself. After that he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel wherewith he was girded. Then cometh he unto Simon Peter. Peter said unto him, "Lord, dost thou wash my feet?" Jesus answered and said unto him, "What I do now thou knowest not, but thou shalt know hereafter." Peter said unto him, "Lord, thou shalt never wash my feet." Jesus answered him, "If I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me." Simon Peter said unto him, "Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head." Jesus said unto him, "He that is washed need not save to wash his feet, but is clean everywith. And ye are clean, but not all. For he knew who should betray him. Therefore he said, ye are not all clean." So after he had washed their feet and had taken his garments and had sat down again, he said unto them, "Know ye what I have done unto you? You call me Master and Lord, and you say, 'Well, for so I am.' If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example, that you should do as I have done unto you." And thus it becomes us to fulfill all righteousness.
we all bow our heads. How we thank the Lord for both communion and the Lord's Supper. For he told us communion was to commune with him and to have fellowship. And truly we had that tonight with the presence of the Holy Spirit. And then to partake of the Lord's Supper. One day soon, we'll take it anew with him. I'd like to ask our brother Gene Pitts if he'd come forward and dismiss us for foot washing.
Our most gracious, loving Heavenly Father, Lord, as we humbly bow our heads and our hearts before you, Lord, we just, Lord, just humbly come before you, Lord, knowing that we're so unworthy to stand here, Lord. And in ourselves, we're just so unworthy of anything, Lord. But, Lord, through that blood sacrifice, you've made us worthy, Lord. You come and took our place, Lord, and you became us that we might become you. And it's only through the grace of God. And we thank you for that mercy, that grace that you've extended to us, Lord. Lord, just to hear that tonight where you place the Lamb's name in that book of life. And then, Lord, through your mercy and grace, you placed our names there right with his name, yes, Lord. Lord. We're now joint heirs with Jesus Christ, Lord. How we thank you and praise you. Thank you for the Calvary, for the sacrifice that you made, Lord. You made a way for us to have healing, our salvation, eternal life, everything that we have need of, Lord. And you chose us before the foundation of the world, Lord, our inheritance, Lord. And you made us, even now, we're sons and daughters of God, and how we thank you for it, Lord, and for all that you've done, how that you've placed us, Lord. And Lord, we just ask that you just help us, Lord, that our lives will be pleasing to you, that you would just lead us and guide us in all that we do, Lord, to be pleasing to you and to serve the purpose that you have for us here, Lord. Lord, we're just so thankful for that message tonight and for the messenger, Lord. Where would we be without that word, Lord? And Lord, thinking back over the years of hearing this same message, Lord, it's always meant so much to us. It's been life to us, but Lord, in these closing hours of time, it just means more than ever, Lord. And Lord, we're just looking for that day now, Lord, just any day now that you will come and take us out of this pest house, Lord, and we just to be with you throughout eternity. And we just thank you for the privilege we've had to partake of this Lord's Supper tonight, Lord. We're just so thankful for that, Lord. And as we go to the change the service tonight, Lord, and going into the washing of feet, Lord, we just pray that you'd be with us there, Lord, and may we go with that attitude that, Lord, that we're doing this as unto the Lord. For you said, in so much as we've done it unto the least of the little ones, we've done it unto you. And Lord, we just thank you for the privilege that we can do this, Lord. And yes, just bless each one, Lord, and just have your perfect will. We commit the remainder of the service into your hands, Lord. And we commit ourselves to your service, humbly asking all these things in the name of our Lord and Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.
The Lord bless you. The deacons will be coming down to dismiss you by roll. God richly bless you.